Now it's the WXXI Business Report, and Randy Gorbin, we have some figures this morning on the job market for small and medium-sized businesses.
Yes, good morning, Beth. Paychex and the research firm IHS out with their latest Small Business Employment Watch for March. The companies say it shows notable increases in job growth for that month across the U.S. Officials say that while the Small Business Jobs Index did increase in March, its most significant one-month gain since 2013, it is still about 4% lower than where it was last year at this time. Paychex Vice President Frank Fiorini says that better numbers are not too surprising given some of the recent factors like the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccines.
We kind of did think that we'd see some of a pop, but it was, you know, very well received. Looks good, but again, still have a lot of wood to chop to kind of get back to pre-pandemic levels.
Now, Fiorini says another factor that's been helping small business is the federal stimulus money with the PPP loans, a program that was extended.
Those loans that, you know, was designed to help businesses get to the other side, that kind of lifeline, we are really seeing in our data that has really, really helped out these businesses stay in business and kind of keep going until things get better.
The Paychex Index did show a jump in hiring at leisure and hospitality businesses, of course, a sector that has been hard hit by the pandemic. There's some big changes at a firm operated by activist investor Carl Icahn. There's a connection here to Xerox as well. The Wall Street Journal reporting Icahn is hiring a former General Electric executive to be CEO of his firm, which houses his investment fund at a collection of companies that Icahn controls. Icahn is hiring Aris Kedjian, a 30-year GE veteran, to be the Icahn Enterprises CEO. Two longtime Icahn execs, including the current CEO, Keith Kaza, are leaving the firm. Icahn praising the departing executives. He said they're leaving on excellent terms. Now, the connection here to Xerox is that since 2018, Keith Kaza has been chairman of the board for Xerox. Icahn also has a major stake in Xerox, and that's when he forced those management changes at the company a few years ago. There was no immediate word about any change in Keith Kaza's chairmanship at Xerox. Bausch Health Company is selling its Egyptian drug unit to Abu Dhabi sovereign wealth fund ADQ for $740 million. That's part of Bausch's effort to pare down debt. The company, Amoun, one of the largest and most recognized pharmaceutical companies in Egypt that makes, manufactures, and distributes branded generics of human and animal health products. The corporate parent, by the way, which is Bausch Health Companies, they are actually headquartered in Canada, but of course have a very big presence here, more than 1,000 people in Rochester. They had earlier announced they intend to spin off the eye health business into an independent, publicly traded entity, and those plans apparently are still on track. Ontario and Trumansburg telephone companies out in the Ontario County area acquired by a private equity firm, Oak Hill Capital, acquiring that Phelps-based company. Oak Hill earlier had acquired a subsidiary of the telecom called Finger Lakes Technologies Group. Officials with Ontario and Trumansburg, also known as OTTC, say that partnering up with Oak Hill is positioning them for accelerated growth and geographic expansion as they work to bring high-speed internet to underserved markets. That includes several markets in Ontario, Wayne, and Seneca counties. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorbin.